And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 7th of May, 2014. It was on this date in 1952, a man named Jeffrey Dummer first presented the concept of the integrated circuit, also known as the microchip. He was a Yorkshireman. He was an electrical engineer. He'd done work on electronics during World War II in Great Britain. And he came up with the idea of putting all of the elements of an electrical circuit, the transistor, resistor, capacitor, and diode, into one piece, one integrated circuit, making it out of a single piece of silicon. He presented his idea on this day back in 1952 at the U.S. Electronic Components Symposium in Washington, and his talk is considered to be the first public description of an integrated circuit. 5 years later, he presented a prototype of his idea. He tried to get the British government to invest in it, and they would not. They were not willing to take the chance. They couldn't see what it would be used for. But the Americans were glad to make the gamble, and so American scientists beat Mr. Dummer to the punch and patented their own circuit in 1958, just 6 years later. And it would be years before the United Kingdom had a semiconductor industry of its own. And today we depend on integrated circuits to run our computers, our phones, watches, calculators, microwaves, TVs, stereos, cars, refrigerators, children's toys, even musical greeting cards. It's the birthday of the playwright Olympe de Gouges, born in Montauban, France, in 1748, who said that if woman has the right to mount the scaffold, she must equally have the right to mount the rostrum. In 1791, she wrote Declaration of the Rights of Woman and the Female Citizen, and 2 years later was arrested for sedition and sent to the guillotine. Here's a poem for today by Jeffrey Harrison, entitled The Figure on the Hill. When I saw the figure on the crown of the hill, high above the city, standing perfectly still, against a sky so saturated with the late afternoon, late summer Pacific light that granules of it seemed to have come out of solution like a fine precipitate of crystals hanging in the brightened air. I thought whoever it was standing up there must be experiencing some heightened state of being or thinking, or its opposite, thoughtlessly enraptured by the view. Or maybe, looking again, it was a statue of Jesus or a saint placed there to bestow a ceaseless blessing on the city below. Only after a good 5 minutes did I see that the figure was actually a tree, some kind of cypress, probably, or cedar. I was both amused and let down by my error. Not only had I made the tree a person, but I'd also given it a vision which seemed to linger in the light-charged air around the tree's green flame, then disappear. The Figure on the Hill by Jeffrey Harrison from Into Daylight, published by Tupelo Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.